Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington football team.
22 minutes.
He'll join us at 8:25, so you don't want to miss that. You also don't want to miss the entertainment page from Eric Bickle, because he's getting paid to entertain you right now as we speak. And it's brought to you by Wave Soda, which is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water, a little bit of real juice, and a tiny bit of caffeine. It's unsweetened, no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish, 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. Go to wavesoda.com, use our code JUNKIES. You get 15% off your order. I would do it today.
All right, Cakes just Venmo'd Eric-Bickle-3, $2.
I hope that's you. I'm pretty sure that's
me.
You. Yes, okay.
Who's one and two?
Can you read the subject line?
Third Eric Bickle?
There's an Eric Bickle. There's a million of them, to be shocked. But I know there's one that's a professor. I think he changed his name to J. Eric Bickle. Okay. He's probably so annoyed by it.
Is it spelled the same?
Professor of the Washington football team. J. Eric Bickle.
You'd be shocked.
Well, I saw recently somebody was tweeting us, and they were convinced it was you, but it was two L's.
Uh-huh,
you only have one L.
You only have one L,
it's
man.
Bickle, not the Kel.
And it's E-L, not L-E.
Correct.
Yeah. L-E tilts me.
Can you read the note that I put on the Venmo for you?
Roger New Pittsburgh, Trey Lance for life.
Yes, very
well,
good.
Well, he put on mine because Jimmy G started, and he said Jimmy G stinks, which is just a lie. It's a flat-out lie.
Right.
That's what that is.
Right.
Especially if you watch the game, because he did not stink.
I did not watch the game, but I saw the score, and it tilted me because I started the Niners defense, and they were just slamming the Lions, just crushing them.
Well, at least they scored, though.
And then Shanny just took out all the starters, and then the Lions just piled up a bunch of points.
Correct.
Which ricked me.
Well, they also had two onside kicks.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean,
what can you do?
And Debo actually tried to pick up and run an onside kick instead of just falling to the ground,
right.
And he fumbled it.
He lost his mind for a second.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Right. Again, Eric-Bickle-3.
You're grasping.
Jeez, are you grasping for donations? Do I have to throw mine out? I'm not going to.
I'm not going to stoop to that level yet.
Have
some class and decorum
I'm a little bit distraught because I felt it. I mean, my son was in this. It was in New York, and they were celebrating his teammate's 21st birthday, and he was busto. He had like no cash, so I had to ship him some, and I felted my Venmo.
Ship the chips.
I don't have my Venmo actually connected to my bank.
I don't either.
So
I strictly
it's like a pain to get money in there.
You know what I use it for? I strictly use it for fantasy. So if I have to enter a fantasy fee, I just Venmo whoever's the commissioner. It's a fantasy account.
So somehow I have to figure out a way how to grow the account.
It's a fantasy slush fund.
Correct.
All right. So I don't know if you guys saw this. I remember there was a time where I used to watch MTV. Just watch it all the time.
Well, who didn't?
We grew up with it.
I grew up with it, right? And I mean, I used to watch the VMAs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess they occurred over the weekend because I remember seeing the reports. And I remember I used to watch the red carpet or whatever they do now.
Who would get the Moon Man Award?
Right. And it's such a terrible show. It's so dumb. It's so fake.
Terrible.
But I can't believe I used to watch it. But anyway, I noticed, and this did grab me, that Conor McGregor got into it with Machine Gun Kelly on the red carpet.
I think what happened, did Machine Gun Kelly approach Conor for a picture? I think Connor declined.
I thought it was the other way around. I think Majin Kangeli, at least the way I read it, he turned down the picture. But here's what I'll say.
Really?
From Connor McGregor is a drunkard.
Oh, yeah. He's a nightmare.
Total drunkard.
He's a total nightmare.
Total nightmare.
So who knows who asked who for a picture?
Know.
But I'm just going to put this on Connor. He's a drunken hothead.
I don't see Machine Gun Kelly asking anybody for a picture.
Why you want to trade hands with Connor McGregor?
Yeah, like that's what I don't get.
Like, that's crazy.
That, to me, is crazy. Now, they have bodyguards everywhere.
A million bodyguards.
Yeah, but still.
Still, if he gets one shot in, that would hurt.
Of course it would.
I had a guy punch me in the face one time.
Yeah.
He sucker punched me. I told you, the guy was about 110 pounds soaking wet. And I'm not kidding. My nose.
You wanted to kill him.
No, I did. But my nose hurt for about 2 years.
Well, did you break it?
I don't know.
It's probably broken.
No idea. But all I know is my nose.
I think you'd know if your nose was broken.
I'm not sure if it was broken.
It could have been a little bit of a
break.
But
there might have been something there. My nose, I'm not kidding, hurt for 2 years. Like, if you just wiggled it like that, it was pain. So I don't like being hit.
No, getting punched in the
face.
And
I definitely wouldn't want to be hit by Conor McGregor.
No, of course not.
Right, right.
I think we took a trip to Vegas whenever that was, years ago as a show. This is pre, like, the JPO. But for whatever reason, I was sparring with JP. I think it was like a Junks TV bit. And JP punched me in the face. I was wearing headgear.
And still hurt?
Still freaking hurt. I remember sitting on the plane and my face just aching. I was like, why was I doing that?
Because we did a bit with Jimmy Lang.
That was stupid.
Okay. Did it hurt for a few days?
It hurt for the flight out to Vegas. I can tell you that.
Right.
What a
and
dummy.
I was wearing headgear. That was...
No, but see, why did I
read... That was
read,
a good bit.
Why did I read... that they got size for my punches, if you remember. They got
I wish I could find those. We need to put those eventually up on YouTube.
I read on Bloody Elbow that the reason for the fight was allegedly Conor McGregor was DMing Megan Fox.
Oh.
Did you read that report?
I did not.
Now, remember, McGregor had the Dustin Poirier's wife DM claims and all that.
If you tell me that.
Oh, that was a thing, remember?
Right. Did you see Megan Fox's dress?
I did see it.
Was it a show? Was it
She basically wasn't wearing anything.
It was a see-through dress.
She was wearing lingerie.
Isn't
basically.
She like a mother of three with Brian Austin Green?
I don't care.
I think she has like three.
Yeah. She's pooped out three of those.
Is she early 40s?
I don't know what she's doing.
I just don't know how she came back into obscurity. She
was Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly's that hot that revitalizes your career.
He's fire right now, Machine Gun Kelly. And I got to say, for me, his rise to prominence came with that beef with Eminem when they were going back and forth, right? He kind of used Eminem to elevate his status, and now he's tagging Megan Fox on Airbnb coffee tables.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, when they were putting together their outfits for the VMAs there, that Machine Gun Kelly told Megan Fox to wear the see-through dress, and she said, "Whatever you say, Daddy." That's the quote.
I believe the dress is gone. I saw this 1,000 times. I barely knew what a mesh point was. I definitely didn't know that was called a muggler dress. I guess that's coming back in style. Didn't know it was in style ever. But it looked good on Megan Fox. It looked good.
Now, I know that I have slandered people before that are big into tattoos.
Right, hold on. Hold on a second. I can't stop. You have a little tiny shred of popcorn on your cheek, on your left cheek. All right,
it's
now
skinny
you're good.
Pop.
Now you're good. Now
Sorry.
You're good.
Okay. I can't help myself. Yeah, I get the skinny pop going. Going. So I slandered people for tattoos and stuff. The whole world has tattoos. I mean, whatever. But especially when I go to the beach, I see how awful they are on people, like when you're exposed.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Awful. But whatever, do you. I have the same opinion of smokers. I'm sorry. If you're a cigarette smoker, you're a buffoon.
You're actively killing yourself.
And so there's
but they'll say, but you drink alcohol,
right.
You're killing yourself.
I agree
with you.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Double standard.
Smoking, much more gross than drinking. It's not
way,
close.
Way more. Oh, and yeah. Oh, yeah. And check-raising smoking, dipping, grosser than smoking. Yeah. It's the grossest thing you can do.
I haven't done that in years.
Dipping is way grosser than smoking.
I used to throw in a dip right late night at the college bars.
Doing a lipper?
Yep. Probably at like 1:45.
Right. I'm glad you got out of that.
Right at closing time.
And they would play closing time.
Of course they would. Time. What a smashola.
But anyway, again, one of the lead stories, and this guy is a chronic smoker, J-Lo and Ben Affleck in the news. And the story is simply J-Lo showing Ben Affleck around the Bronx when he stops for a cigarette.
There's another chronic smoker. Former smoker, I should say, Rom the card counter.
That's true.
I'm shocked, by the way, that he has given up the coffin nails. It stuns me that he no longer inhales them. Now, he's still plenty unhealthy, but the fact that he gave up the Newports, kind of shocking. And he's been able to stay off them for so long.
Hey, Dave.
It amazes me that Ben Affleck is that much of a boss that he can tell J-Lo to pull over because he's got to go chief on a dart.
What do you think his deal is? Do you think he's just...
I think he has
an addictive personality.
Yeah, I think he puffs on the coffin nails to stay away from the booze.
No, but why is J-Lo... Like, J-Lo could be with any guy in
right.
the world.
Right, she can...
Why
yeah.
Why is she with this
He's got
this
the worst... Emphasis.
He's got the worst tattoo in the country on his back. Literally the worst one in the country, speaking of tattoos.
Why is it so white trash? What is it?
It's like a big eagle or something.
It's like a dragon.
Yeah, it's.
You know, his nickname's Benfazima.
You know what, Jason? Duck Go. Affleck's back tattoo.
Right.
It is the most trifling thing for a guy that's worth like $500 million I've ever seen.
Like how?
When
like
did
it's
he
the
get
trashiest
it?
Tattoo in the history of trashy tattoos.
Like the fact that he's jumping out of probably a $150,000 car to go smoke a pool.
Yeah, that's bad.
Hey, you know what?
Right?
God, I can't imagine how that must have hurt
was
so bad.
His name in the town Doug McRae? Was that his name? You know, Doug McRae, he can puff on the Marlboros all day long. It's part of his personality.
He is I'm jealous of his pimp hand.
He's got all the vices. The worst tattoo in the country, the cigs, the alcohol,
weight fluctuates like a yo-yo.
Big fat pig, and he dates the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah.
What? I don't know
he's
how he does it.
He's a superstar.
Is it what we think?
I had this conversation with Drab off air.
He just has some baseball bat in his pants.
Like, you act like he's some guy off the street. It's his superstar, A-list, attractive actor.
He's a megastar.
I know, but he's a piece of garbage.
Yeah,
what if he's a garbage?
It doesn't matter. J-Lo could be garbage. He's just as attractive as J-Lo.
You're calling him a piece of garbage.
Right after you bang Batman, you see all the flaws.
You're calling him garbage because he smokes and he's got a terrible tattoo, but he's an accomplished actor and director, and he's a mega millionaire.
I understand that part, but if you cut beyond the acting stuff, I mean, obviously he's... By the way, I think his acting's overrated. He's very stiff. He's a little Keanu Reeves-ish to me.
Oh, I think he's good. I think he's pretty good.
I like him just because I like Good Will Hunting.
By the way, I'd love to be a wooden actor. I'd love to be John Wick and just give me all the money for doing 20 John Wick.
I keep bringing up Boiler Room, but he's got a great scene in Boiler Room. Yeah,
he's in it for about 10 minutes.
But. I like him, but I don't think his acting skills are that great.
He wasn't good.
I mean, he's not Tom Hanks, but he's good.
All right. I like him because of Good Will Hunting. He's
25 years old.
He's directed some great movies too.
He's probably better director than actor.
If he's fun to be around? If you're a,
he's got to be fun.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got every vice in the book.
Former Junk's guest Ben Affleck.
They've got to be fun.
They have things in common, dude.
What do they have in
common?
They're
good looking. They're superstars. Deal with Hollywood. They're in movies. That's what they have in common.
They have a profession in common.
When you're at that level, you don't just date. Especially if you're a girl, you don't date round the way guys.
He was.
No, I'm saying if you're a girl, usually you're going to date someone in the industry.
The nanny and all. Remember all that
J-Lo was dating Casper Smart.
Guys are less discerning.
That's a nubber.
Yeah,
guys
are less.
That lasted for about 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't understand why she is with him.
She likes him.
He's a piece of garbage with a garbage tattoo.
Hey, do you think
garbage cigs, garbage vices?
Do you think J-Lo
vices? He likes to throw cash.
Yeah, terrible.
He loves poker. Duh.
Yeah, he loves poker.
You think J-Lo kissed that ashtray mouth after he was puffing on that?
Ashtray mouth is so hurting.
You think she doesn't puff away every once in a while away from the camera? She probably does, too.
This is what she once said about Ben Affleck.
That might be your best take ever.
Thank you. She probably likes the Marlboro Lights.
And she's probably got
sullying her reputation.
She's probably got some trashy tattoos where the sun don't shine. You know what I'm saying?
She probably does. What is said, Drab?
This is what she said about Ben, why she likes him. He's brilliantly smart, loving, charming, affectionate. I admire him in every way. He teaches me things.
Oh, I bet he teaches
you things. Yeah, like how to chase flushes. That's what he teaches.
Right.
And how to direct sellies like
Argo. How to place moneyline parlays.
Right.
That tells me a lot about her. So, anyway. I actually like Ben Affleck because I like Good Will Hunting, but he just
called him garbage 100 times.
But he's got all the terrible, trashy vices, and he still gets Jay
Do you know what superhero he's played?
Batman.
There you go.
Batman, yes.
I just think he has a big Boston hog.
Yeah, that's what it must be.
Hasn't it been shown in Gone Girl? I think there's a scene in Gone Girl where you see his package.
Well, he's in the shower.
Yeah, he's in the shower.
No way that he would allow some nubber to be shown. I guarantee you. It was a minimum prosthetic.
If it was a nubber, I'd have a stunt dong in there.
Right.
Yeah. I'd have a stunt dong.
There's no way.
Right,
or
I don't think it was a half pipe.
Or he did like...
He has the Wahlberg prosthetic from Boogie Nights.
Yeah,
right.
He borrowed it from his buddy.
All right, we got Coach Ron Rivera, right?
Yeah, Ron Rivera, Washington football.
Travi told me, whatever you do, he said, don't talk about penis or don't talk about sex before
right
we
before.
Have Coach
Incapable
Ron.
During EP.
He's probably sitting in his
actually
office.
Actually unbelievable that just happened.
Yeah.
He's actually sitting in his office watching us right
it
now.
It went from a Ben Affleck.
You know, he said,
story was Ben Affleck is caught smoking.
Yeah. He seriously said to me, he said EP, man. But I didn't even know, I forgot the EP was up next. He said, can we just not talk about like sex?
No junk jokes.
And hogs and everything. Yeah. You got Coach on, it's first time. I said, sure, man, no problem. No worry. And somehow, I don't know how
it's just the way this works.
It went from cigarettes
it's just the dynamic.
To he must be packing.
All right, so coming up next, Ron Rivera, Washington football team head coach, right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We should be joined very shortly by the head coach of the Washington football team, Ron Rivera.
Got the Giants on Thursday night. Giants got spanked by the Broncos in week one. I didn't see much of the game. Jason, you seemed like you watched some of it.
I did, yeah. I mean, of course, Jones had a fumble.
Right.
They couldn't do anything in the run game. Bridgewater kind of went off. Melvin Gordon had a 70-yard run.
Yep.
I don't know. They just Giants weren't very good.
All right, without further ado, let's welcome in on the BetQL guest hotline, the head coach of the Washington football team, Ron Rivera. Good morning, coach. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How's everything?
We are doing
Coach,
well.
Coach, you sound like you're in a good mood. We thought you might be a little, still a little ornery after the game on Sunday. I guess you've done it so many times that you can process, move on, and boom, it's about Thursday night.
What game are you talking about? All I know is we got the Giants this week.
That's right.
You know, I wanted to ask you this.
It's a big one.
It's a weird time to ask you at the beginning of the interview, but I remember when Hard Knocks, and I don't know if you've ever been a fan of Hard Knocks, Coach, and maybe if you watch. Okay.
Nope. Okay.
So, he's probably a fan of them staying away from his team.
I guess he's a fan but of I that. Thought other coaches or organizations would watch it sometimes to pick up intel, that sort of thing.
Yep.
But years ago, when the Ravens were on, we thought this was hilarious. And we've had Coach Billick on a million times. I think he was a great coach. Love what he did. But he did something on Hard Knocks I thought was hysterical, and I couldn't believe it. He went through and he said, yeah, probably going to lose that game, probably going to win that one, probably going to win that one, probably going to lose that one. He went through the schedule in his brain.
That's our thing. That's our bit. Yeah, that's not a coach's bit.
Wait a second. NFL head coach just went on HBO and said, we'll probably win this one, we'll probably lose that one. When you look at the schedule, I mean, I know you're not going to say you think we're going to lose that one, but how do you look at it? Do you look at it, oh, this one will be tougher than that one? Or, like, how do you look at it?
I always look at everything as a tough victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to
say that. I'm being serious. I mean, that's the way I look at it, guys. If I would approach something, you know, it's that old saying, I believe Henry Ford said it, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Mm-hmm. And so that's my approach, is that I believe we're going to win everything. I really do. I look at it and say, yeah, this may be a tough one, but we can win this one. That's just the way I approach it. I mean, guys, I'm an eternal optimist. That's one thing about me. I think that I hope you guys can appreciate is that that's just the way I look at it. I may look at things with rose-colored glasses, but hell, I'm not going to look at it that I'm defeated, because if I do that, I might as well just quit right now. Because guys, that's no way to approach it. I'll never approach it that way. Mm-hmm. Am I pissed off about the other day? Yeah, damn right I am. But you know what? I got to get past it because I got to coach a football team to get ready to play against a divisional rival. Very important football game. And the way I look at it, you know, we got to win. And we have an opportunity to win. I believe we can win.
Coach Rivera, not to lament too much on the game on Sunday, but we took a lot of calls yesterday and a lot of people, and you faced this question in the press conference, were wondering about the decision to punt. Now, there were about 7 minutes left in the game. 4th and 7, you punt the football, and you actually do what you wanted to do. You pin them in, and then defensively, there were three or four third downs where you could have stopped them. I thought the decision made sense at the time, but talk about your decision-making process there.
Well, that was exactly it. You know, we had done some good things, and I figured if we can keep them down there, keep them pinned, we can get the ball in good field position, pretty much where we were to begin with. And give ourselves an opportunity to win the football game. I've made this decision hundreds of times, and it's worked, and sometimes it hasn't. I mean, that's just the fortunes of the game. Do I doubt my decision? No, I do it again, just because of the situation we were in. You know, just understand that, guys, that I've lived this, okay? And there's a great saying, don't draw me a map unless you've been there. Well, I've been there. I know what it's like. I have enough faith in our guys to believe that we can get it done, and that's why I made the decision I did, and I live with it.
So it had nothing to do with the fact that the backup was in at that time and it was a 4th and 7?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I love who our backup is. I do. I mean, I felt good about Taylor. I felt good about Ryan. And truthfully, I have no worries about who has the ball in his hands or not. Guys, they're professionals. They wouldn't be on our football team if I didn't believe in them.
Coach, I'm going to just suck up to you for a second. All right. So these other guys, we've been in the business 25 years here, right? Basically legends. Okay. But I'm the only one that's actually a Washington football team fan. And I have been fighting for these quarterbacks, and I keep telling them that I think we can win with any of these guys. I got one guy over here telling me that Taylor, that he's a backup for a reason. And the other guy's telling me if Kyle Allen plays, he's a disaster. I'm throwing him under the bus. Okay. I want you to tell these guys why you have faith. I got everybody telling me that Taylor Heinicke can't play more than 2 games because he's going to get hurt. Can you address some of those concerns of why you're comfortable with any of these 3 guys? Because I, by the way, happen to agree with you.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is it's a team game. It really is. And again, in some situations, circumstances, yeah, if you have a guy like Tom Brady, yeah, things are different.
Yeah.
But there's only one Tom Brady. Let's be realistic about that, guys.
Right.
You know, what you've got to do is you've got to make your team, build your team around what you have. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't like what you have, then, you know, guess what? You're in trouble. So, again, as a coach, I got to look at what we have, figure out the best way we believe we can win and go out and do it. And that's what we're going to do, guys. I can't go, woe is me, because I don't have what I want. This is what I've got. I'm going to make the best out of it, and I'm going to try and win football games with it. And that's just the way it has to be. You know, you can sit here and second-guess all you want. You can sit here and say, oh, if we got this, we got that. Yeah, that's great. But the reality is you have to face – you have to live in the world reality. That's what I've learned, you know. I mean, this is my 34th year, 35th year in the NFL, and I've seen it. I've seen a lot of things go and happen, and you know what? At the end of the day, I've seen lesser quarterbacks win Super Bowls. Let's be realistic about that.
Right.
So again, you know, you have what you have. You have to understand what you have, and then you got to go out and make the best of it. And that's what we're doing. We're going to make the best of it, guys. You know, last year we won the division because we did one thing. We focused on the game that we're playing. Okay, we paid attention to that, and we gave ourselves a chance. At the end of the day, that's the only thing I can do. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse, guys. What happened the other day, I'm pissed off about. You know that, okay? We turned
it. Coach, we're on terrestrial radio. You can't use the S word.
It doesn't matter. Coach. Coach.
My bad.
That's all right.
It doesn't matter. I love it. I'm turned on.
Love the passion.
I love it. Can you speak, though, specifically to the criticism that people say that Taylor, and everyone likes him because he's so exciting, but that because of his body type, he can't stay healthy in this league. Can you speak to that? Like, what is your opinion?
Yeah, I can. I mean, Taylor's done a nice job, and the thing everybody's got to understand is Taylor has to learn to play so that he doesn't get hurt, and that's one of the things we saw the other day. If you watch the things that he made, the decisions to run and get out of bounds, decision to get down, decision to throw the ball away, okay, those are all maturity things that he's learning, he's understanding. And if he can do that and we protect him, give him an opportunity to throw the ball, he's a pretty dynamic player, which we've seen. And again, I hear the things about him getting hurt, but you know what, guys? We'll take our chances. We'll see what happens.
Joined by Ron Rivera, Washington football team head coach. He's going to join the Junks every Tuesday, 8:25. You don't want to miss it. How bad do you feel for Fitz? He was the unquestioned starter going into week one. Didn't have a top 10 rookie breathing down his neck. Can't even make it to halftime of game one before he's cut down by an injury. I just feel bad for the guy that he had this opportunity, and now it's getting cut short by the hip injury.
Yeah, I do. I feel bad for him because he's a heck of a young man, first of all. The dude works hard. The guy's got a wealth of knowledge and experience. And this is kind of new to him. You know, he's never had to real deal with something like this. So, you know, this is a guy that does things the right way. You know, he's a team player. He's helped us grow. He's helped our players grow. You know, that throw that Taylor made to Logan for the touchdown, that was something he picked up watching the way Fitz does things. And I'm being serious because that was a little bit of a back shoulder into the end zone, you know, where Taylor might have tried to lead him a little bit more. I think Taylor learned in watching Fitz and the way he practices that, hey, I have an opportunity to throw a back shoulder, and that's what he did. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's why guys like Fitz are invaluable because they have that kind of experience. They have that kind of knowledge. And again, we weren't asking Fitz to come in here and rack up a 100 points a game. What we came in here asked him was to manage the game and make plays when we needed to have them made. And I think that's the kind of thing that we got to understand is we know what we have in terms of our players. And what we're going to try and get them to do is play to the best of that ability and give us a chance to win. What's disappointing is that, you know, we held a pretty dynamic offense. And you watch this. I promise you, this offense that we just played, these guys are going to be explosive. And we held those guys to 20 points, you know. And basically, unfortunately, we put them on the four-yard line one time. And we could have, you know, we had a chance. We did. But at the end of the day, we didn't get it done.
All right. I just wanted to ask you about the defense here. I just want to know what your expectations were going into that game. Herbert obviously is legit. He's got two legit receivers. Eckler's legit. I mean, they got an offense, right? And Herbert was getting the ball out quick three-step drops. Allen's got great hands, and he threw some really good passes. But the defensive line, I thought, would make more plays. Maybe as a fan, I'm not watching deep enough. Yeah. But Slater did a really good job on Chase. Give me your assessment of how the defensive line played in that game.
I think for the situation, circumstance, I thought they were okay. I thought they did some of the things that we needed them to do. You know, we created some big situations, some big plays for our team, but we didn't get enough of them. And again, like I said earlier, I said in the press conference on Sunday, and be realistic about this, we had no idea what they were going to do. You know, we went and we did some research and we saw what – you know, Lombardi was going to do offensively, trying to guess based on the fact that he had been with Sean Payton. And we got a lot of that correct. You know, we tried to guess a little bit more about what the running game was be like, and I thought we were pretty close to it. But we didn't know for sure because they didn't play anybody. They didn't show their hand, and that's what happens when you have to play a new team with a new coaching staff with a new philosophy on offense, defense, and special teams. So there were some things that, you know, that we saw for the first time in terms of, you know, the way they were going to protect, the way they were going to get the ball out quickly. You know, you go back and you look at the tape, you know, and some of the stuff that they did last year, you know, which really does, you know, you look, the only reason you look at last year is to see who they had and,
right.
And see what they did. So a lot of this stuff was a little bit new. And you know, people can criticize. That's great. That's their opinion.
How do you defend the three-step stuff, Coach? Because that's been something where they've been attacking us with, right? That's been a trend.
Yeah, but what you've got to be able to do is you've got to be a little bit more stout up front. You've got to get the push as close as you can to a three-step drop and really kind of hinder his ability to deliver a good ball. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to understand where the throwing lanes are. You've got to understand
hands
that
up.
If yes, but you also got to understand where he's going to try and throw the ball in terms of lanes, and that's, you know, if you're in a 40 front, he's going to throw it either in the B gap to the nose side or the A gap to the three technique side, and that's where you got to work yourself into, and you've got to get your hands up. That's all stuff that, you know, our players have got to get used to. We've got to make sure that they're doing that. If not, we got to get it corrected.
I thought Chase was very close to tipping a few of those balls.
Yes, he was.
Very
yes,
close.
He was. He was close. And again, that's getting to understand and getting a little bit more of a feel for stuff like that, when to get your hands up, when to get out of your rush. If you get out of it too soon, you know, you'll get pushed as you jump, and then, you know, you won't be as much a distraction. And if you're too late, obviously you miss it. He was close. He started to get a feel for it.
Talking to Coach Ron Rivera, is going to join us every Tuesday at this time, breaking down last week's game, but of course looking towards the Thursday night game. You guys take on the Giants. Daniel Jones has had your number. I know you just said don't draw me a map unless you've been there. Now, I have won a flag football championship, Coach,
right.
With my son. I was actually curious, just to have a little fun with you, about like game planning, and we always hear about the script. Like right now, do you know the first play you're running against the Giants on Thursday?
No, because we'll practice today. We'll work through what we think could be one of our openers, and then we'll work on it again tomorrow. And again, you want to get to the point where you're comfortable with whichever play you choose. So today will be an opportunity for us to kind of get a feel. We'll go against a mock defense and just try to get a feel for what we think they're going to do and how they're going to do it against us.
Coach Rivera, are you giddy knowing that you're facing Daniel Jones, who loves nothing more than to take the football when it's in his hands? And to give it to the opponent. He's been really good at that.
The one thing we've got to get past, though, is for whatever reason, we're one of the teams that he plays really well.
I know, right. It's weird.
Right.
So we've got to be able to get disruptive with him. We've got to get him uncomfortable. You know, we got to get him off his mark and get after him.
Coach, can you explain to me, and again, I know nothing, you know everything, I know nothing. That's a given. Okay?
Okay.
When I saw the highlights of Jamin Davis in college, he seemed to be a coverage guy, a space guy, and it seems like you guys are playing him more almost in a thumper role, up in the middle, that sort of thing. It seemed like a different role.
No.
Tell me more.
You're overthinking it. You know, what's happening right now is Jamin's going through the transition period. One of the things that people got to look at is the game in terms of what they're doing in college and what they're doing in the NFL is tremendously different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things he's got to get used to also is that, you know, we have a gap control defense. We designate certain parts of the defense, handle certain things. And one of the things he's got to learn to do is be a little more disciplined, you know, and also focus in on his keys. Because in the NFL, the keys don't lie to you. For the most part, what lies to you is all the action. You know, in college football, that action basically dictated where he ended up. And we're trying to get him to be disciplined and understand. The young man can run. He can flat out fly, but we've got to get him comfortable in what we do.
Coach, just to get to know you a little bit, just a couple things off topic, okay? First of all, when we have guests on regularly, we like to ask them about their walk-up music, okay? So you can have some time to think about that, but we want a nice intro for you. I don't know the last concert you've been to. That's one thing.
Hold on, does he have one in mind?
Yeah, do you have one in mind?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's your homework assignment with us, all right? Get something, you know, maybe just think of the bands you like, whatever.
Ask your wife.
If you have to delay practice, think about that.
I mean, the coach of the Capitals took, like, 6 weeks or 7 weeks and consulted. He told us he consulted like 20 family members to decide. Right. He ended up with Mr. Roboto.
Ask your wife.
Which was a wild card. The other thing, you're fired up this morning, and I love it. Are you like a Dan Campbell type coach with coffee? I don't know if you heard about his regimen. That guy's like so caffeinated. What do you do in the morning to get yourself going?
Well, I do have a cup of coffee, but you know, nothing like Dan. I mean, you know, back in the day, we had guys that used to drink pots of coffee before the games, and you know, you could tell those guys because they did two things: they got fired up, but they had to spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it is. It is, because you got to get yourself going.
All right. Any other challenges for this week? Like, what, you know, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, today what we're going to be working through is going to be a combination of what our normal Wednesday and Thursday is. It'll be a lot of situational football. We will focus some on our third downs on both sides of the ball. You know, just things that we feel we needed to work on a little bit more from the game.
Right. I'm curious, did you watch the end of last night's Monday Night Football game?
No, to be honest with you, no. I finished up here. Had a late night on Sunday. You know, we came in the office, did a little film review, and then we got up early on Monday to try and get a jump on the Giants. So there was no way I was staying up for that.
Got you.
All right. Well, Coach, we've loved having you. We're looking forward to having you on every week, every Tuesday at this time throughout the season. Best of luck against the Giants on a short week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah. All right, man.
Thank you, buddy.
That's head coach Ron Rivera from the Washington football team. He will be a regular guest on the show. It's good to pick his brain.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
He came out firing.
I loved it.
He's easy to talk to. Yep. He is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So but he's
Well. We'll see how easy it is to lose the Giants.
That was week one.
Yeah. All right, coming up in just a bit at 9, we'll be joined by Ian Harditz. It's a Pro Football Focus Tuesday here on the Junks. Talk some NFL and fantasy with him coming up at 9 o'clock.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you missed Coach Rivera just a bit ago, how dare you, first of all. But secondly, you can put the Odyssey app on your phone, on your laptop, on your desktop, and you can listen to it there. But you should have been listening at 8:25 because we've been telling you for weeks he's going to be a regular staple on the show. So he was great, and we'll have him on again every Tuesday throughout the season.
He likes to drop some quotes. He dropped the Henry Ford quote, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And then this might be a Ron Rivera original. Like, I wrote it down and I tried to Google it. Don't draw me a map unless you've been there.
It's one of his top 10 quotes.
All I know about the Ford family, I learned in Ford versus Ferrari.
Right.
In the movie. Of course, in the movies. That's how I learned things.
Eric, did he make you want to run through a brick wall?
He does.
He does get you fired up.
Yeah. It reminded me of when he was let go in Carolina and he held that press conference.
Yeah.
And he had the entire country's media transfixed. Yeah.
I'd actually rather it be like a milk crate wall than a brick wall, because a brick wall would hurt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he definitely gets you pumped.
He's very interesting, too. He's an interesting dude.
Yeah.
But, again, we'll see how he changes. If he changes, he might not.
And you're gonna
he's been in the league, like you said, 35 years. So he's seen it all.
You're going to be in his neck of the woods for his vacation home when you go to Pebble.
He does have a house there.
He bought one. Yes. Yep.
And the truth is, what else can he say about his quarterbacks? Like, when we ask him about his backup quarterbacks, he has to believe in his quarterbacks. Yeah. That's who he has.
This is the hand he's been
dealt. Yeah, but if he didn't like those guys, he would have gone out and tried to get even more guys. He would have gone harder.
Yeah, but remember, they did try to get Matthew Stafford. Yeah.
Of course. But they would have...
I think what he was basically saying is like, look, this is what we have. I got to coach him.
Yeah. And he's right.
And they can make plays and we can win.
If this group doesn't work out, then he's going to have to look for another batch.
And like he said, it's a team game, right? Yeah. So... And he says they don't have Tom Brady. They don't have Aaron Rodgers. They don't have those guys. So he can make plays, but he's going to have the help around.
Well, he also said, and I'm sure Jason will argue with it,
right,
but he said that worse quarterbacks have won Super Bowls than what he has. And I think he's referring specifically to a starter this week. So he's basically saying he's better than Trent Dilfer for sure.
Right? That's not many Super Bowls.
He's definitely saying that.
I mean, tell me which quarterbacks have won Super Bowls that Taylor Heineke or Heineken is better than.
Well, if you look at, I always bring him up, but if you look at Jim Plunkett's record, I can okay say that.
That was a billion years ago.
It's so dreadful. I'm past my Jim Plunkett.
Okay, but he still was a starter forever.
Didn't he win a Heisman Trophy?
He did, but his professional career was a disaster until late.
And they had an unbelievable defense. But
I mean,
if you look at the list of.
Maybe he's saying Nick Foles, because if you look at the list, here's like your last 10. Brady, Mahomes, Brady, Foles, Brady, Manning, Brady, Wilson, Flacco, Manning, Rodgers, Breeze. I mean, just go down the list.
They're all Hall of Famers.
No, Foles isn't.
Flacco
isn't. All right, but hold on. You can't tell me that Heineke is better than Nick Foles. Has had a really good career.
I'll let you ask Coach next week.
And hold on.
So.
And by the way, in that year, Nick Foles didn't play the entire year. He got hot late.
I know.
Right. But I'm just saying,
they might not have won the Super Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl.
If he played the entire year.
Winning quarterbacks, I guess you could point to Foles and Dilfer.
I'd say
maybe Flacco, but
those guys are.
I don't think you really can.
Yeah, I mean, Flacco's had a longer career, so it's hard to compare someone.
I mean,
had,
just
like,
so much Flacco disrespect.
And Flacco.
No, I mean, it's sad that they're comparing
Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco.
The coach did.
Okay, he's just talking up his guy.
You know what? If he thinks that, I question his football knowledge.
He is just talking up his guy, which goes back to my original point. Like, when you ask about Heineke, can he do this? Can he do that? Of course he's going to say yes.
I know.
As Jason loves to say, the proof will be in the pudding.
Of course. It will be.
Be in the pudding.
If he's going to be the starting quarterback for the next 8 weeks, let's see. If he goes 5-3, I'm wrong. If they're going to be, if they're in the mix for the division, if he plays a whole year and then in the mix for the division,
could you imagine though if the fear of all of the Washington Football Team fans comes to fruition and Heineke gets hurt in this game? So then you're Kyle Allen and Shermer. Now would you pick up somebody else via free agency?
If you're down to Kyle Allen and practice squad guy, yes. Then you start bringing guys in to Ashburn.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You'd have to do that.
But right now, no. They have two guys that they believe in.
Yep.
And Shermer. I don't know how much they believe in him. But,
right.
I mean, they brought him in. He's a body.
He's a practice squad guy.
He's a living body that goes into the complex.
Correct.
As far as I know at this point. I'm pretty sure he's alive.
He's a living body.
He has a pulse, and he can throw a ball. Last time I checked.
You sound like Kyle Shanahan. Remember when Kyle Shanahan said something like, I don't even know if I'm going to be around.
Yeah, somebody asked what would happen like 2 days from now. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through Sunday. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what he does.
I do think the defense will play a better game.
I think we're going to win.
I think they're going to win.
They are the favorite.
Well, who are you picking? I want you to make a pick. Get off the fence. You love the fence.
You ponder.
No, I don't.
You love the fence.
No, I don't.
You can ponder.
How do I always give you my opinions.
It's going to rip
you. You've been grilling me for 3 hours about my opinions on Taylor.
Man.
Washington football.
Here's Jason's dilemma. He always likes picking against Washington, but he also likes picking favorites.
Yeah,
but Washington is a favorite, so it's a tough spot for him to pick.
But he picked against the favorite last week. Washington was the favorite on Sunday.
I do think Washington's defense will play better, but there's something about the Daniel Jones and Barkley. They just have success against this team. I'm not saying they're going to win the game. This is a must-win for both teams, in my opinion. But I'm just going to say that. I don't have complete faith
to
in
Heineke. To me, this game has got it.
Picking the Giants officially.
I'm going to pick the Giants.
I'm picking Washington football team. I'm not on the
fence. I'm
going to
be the only
that.
One that picks the Giants.
This has to be the Chase Young plays like a demon type of game.
Right.
Like has two
he was
and a half
to do
or three sacks.
2 days ago.
Like, because everybody's grilling him saying, you were owned by Slater. You were owned by a rookie, just like you were owned by him when you guys were playing in the Big Ten. This is the type of game where Chase Young has to show, this is why I was picked number two overall. This is the his
I think Washington wins this game. Washington wins
four.
This game. Look, they got swept by the Giants last year. But if you look at those games,
embarrassing.
They lost 20-19 in October. Daniel Jones threw for 112 yards in that game.
I believe that was the infamous Kyle Allen fumble game.
Yes, he had the fumble.
Bad fumble.
All right. But Kyle Allen actually had success in that game. Other than that, he had two touchdown passes.
Other than a critical back-breaking
and then
turnover.
In the second game, Alex Smith
like
was the starter.
Yeah.
Alex Smith actually threw for 325 yards against that Giants defense.
But he also threw, did he throw three picks in that game?
Three picks in that game.
It was a dreadful
They
game.
Only ran for 37 yards. Both games tight. I mean, it was two losses by a total of 4 points. I think Washington gets the dub this week.
Coming up a bit later.
I'll be
on the
only one picking the Giants, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Nobody, they won't. You nope. three won't. Nope. Nobody in the building will, unless you're a Giant fan.
Doug Williams, Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Washington football team. He's going to join us at 9:25. But next, Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus. It's a PFF Tuesday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.